there has been an uptick, I believe, in the incidence of diabetes in Mexico, but the rates there have consistently been higher than in most other places in the world. So we know that there is a genetic component to diabetes in Mexico, and that seems to be perhaps made worse when Mexican citizens go elsewhere or when they obtain more contact with westernized food and lack of physical activity.
When they move to the United States, changes in diet and things like that might kind of amplify genetic issues that are already there?
Yes. We also see patterns within Mexico that also lead us to think that is the case. So, for example, the rates of diabetes are still high but lower in more rural areas. And the further south you go in the country. So the closer the populations are to the border with their neighbor to the north, the higher the incidence of diabetes. We know there's some synergistic effects going on.
So if you could just kind of pinpoint the prevalent cultural takeaways, what would they be?
Well, one of the reasons that we are so passionate about UPAmigos is that we are looking at youth. So our feeling is that if we're going to impact the prevalence of diabetes and metabolic syndrome, heart disease in this population, we need to make some changes among the youth. So one of the, areas for future research and probably intervention is this idea of educating Mexican parents about the importance of their late adolescents and early adult children being physically active. So we did not collect data on the reason that the conflicts are happening, but we did do some follow-up explorations that will kind of lead us to do some future studies. In some of those follow-up explorations, we were able to find out that Mexican parents, many of them might believe that physical activity competes with other things that their children should be doing. So, for example, when their kids are applying to university, they may feel that their children should be studying. Additionally, the other huge cultural emphasis is on family. So there may also be this sense that physical activity competes with family time. So while we need to do a lot more work in this area, those are two candidates for why we think this relationship might exist. And they give us a lot of food for thought about where we might begin to intervene.
Looking at the data that you've already collected and into the next 5 years or so, do you see these figures getting better or worse?
Well, I think that will depend a lot on the extent to which we are able to both educate the population, but then also provide access. So a lot of the immigrant communities that live here in the United States have a serious access issue when it comes to healthy food. And so there's a lot of food insecurity, which doesn't necessarily in everyone's mind immediately go hand in hand with obesity, but there is a connection. So we've got a lot of work to do on multiple levels, I think, before we're going to actually see a downward trend in a stable kind of way.